Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to our podcast. Today we're joined by two key members of the Hive Mind team who bring their unique experience and perspectives to a conversation that promises to be very interesting. Without further ado, let's welcome them and let the conversation begin.
Okay, I want to start with a question, really, just something to think about. Could a small, consistent amount, like say just $25 a week, truly transform into hundreds of thousands of dollars? We just finished a deep dive into this fascinating story that suggests, well, yeah, absolutely it can. And maybe it's more achievable than you might think.
Right. It often sounds too good to be true, doesn't it?
Exactly. So our mission today is to kind of unpack this incredible financial journey. We've been looking at excerpts from a podcast featuring a guest, Juan Martinez. And he shares his, get this, 40-year experience of taking just $25 in weekly savings and through the sheer power of compound interest, ending up with $350,000.
Wow, $350,000 from $25 a week. That's
yes, cool. I know. So I think you'll find some genuinely surprising facts and maybe some really actionable insights here. Doesn't matter if you're just starting out with financial planning or, you know, looking for ways to boost your current savings.
Definitely something in here for everyone, I think.
So what really struck me first was Juan's starting point. I mean, he graduated college, but with, like, empty pockets. He really started from scratch.
Yeah, practically nothing.
But he had this clear goal, this resolve. He wanted to change his financial picture using compound savings. And the part that really stands out, for me anyway, is how small he started. Just $25 a week.
It feels so accessible, doesn't it? That $25, it's not some huge, intimidating number.
Right, and it makes you think.
It's fascinating because, yeah, $25 a week might feel kind of insignificant to a lot of us. You think, what real difference can that possibly make? But what's truly remarkable here, and what the source really highlights, is the consistency, his sheer dedication.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, he worked all sorts of jobs, waitress, literary person, different part-time gigs, you know, and he, like, religiously put that $25 into a savings account every single week, no exceptions, for years.
Religiously is the word.
Yeah. He wasn't waiting for some big break or a high-paying job. He just built it up week by week. And it raises this question, doesn't it? How many of us could actually stick with something so small but so consistently for a whole decade?
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. That kind of discipline is rare.
It really is. Our brains kind of want that instant reward, you know?
Totally. And it's amazing. In those first 10 years, just doing that saving $25 a week, he'd already put together $13,000.
Right, just from the saving itself.
Yeah, pure discipline. It shows that initial power of just accumulating, building that base before the compound interest really, like, kicks into high gear.
It's a solid foundation. Hitting that $13K mark is significant, even if it doesn't feel like explosive growth yet.
Okay, so we keep mentioning compound savings, compound interest. Let's really get into that. For listeners, maybe even for me sometimes, who hear the term but don't fully grasp how powerful it is. Can you break down what compound savings actually is and why it's so central to a story like Juan's? We hear earning interest on your interest, but what does that really mean in practice?
Yeah, good question. The best way to think about it is like a snowball rolling downhill.
Oh.
But a specific kind of snowball.
Okay.
Say you save $100. Your bank gives you, let's say, 3.5% interest per year. End of year one, you've got your $100 plus $3.50 in interest. So $103.50. Simple.
Right.
But here's where the magic or the compounding starts. Your O, that 3.5%, isn't just calculated on your original $100.
Oh, okay.
It's calculated on the full $103.50. So now you're earning interest on your initial savings and on the interest you already earned.
Interest on the interest. Got it.
Exactly. That's the core idea. Oh. Over time, that snowball, your total money, it just grows faster and faster because the base it's growing from keeps getting bigger. It's like your earnings are automatically reinvested.
So your capital keeps growing.
Precisely. Your capital grows and you earn interest on that bigger growing amount. For Juan, in those first 10 years, his $13,000 saved actually grew to $14,500.
Just from compounding.
That extra $1,500, that was his money making more money, kind of working away quietly in the background.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. So it really challenges that idea that a dollar today is just a dollar tomorrow. You're saying every extra dollar, especially early on, counts for a lot because it has more time to grow.
Exactly right. And the source really, really emphasizes this. Every single dollar counts a lot with compound savings, specifically because of that time factor.
Right.
Think about Juan again. After 10 years, he bumped his savings up from $25 to $50 a week.
Okay, doubling it still seems manageable.
Yeah, seems like a modest increase, right? Maybe just cutting back on a few things. But over the next 30 years, that extra $25 a week, it snowballed into over $100,000 extra in his final total.
Whoa, just from that extra $25.
Just from that extra $25 consistently added over 3 decades. It's huge. And this is why understanding things like APY becomes so important. That's where the mechanics of this growth really happen.
Okay, good point. APY. For listeners who might see that term on bank accounts or whatever, what exactly is APY, annual percentage yield? And how does it tie into this compounding magic?
Right, APY. It stands for annual percentage yield. Basically, it's the real rate of return you get over a full year because it includes the effect of compounding.
So it's not just the simple interest rate.
No, it's the more accurate picture. It reflects how often your interest gets added to your principal and starts earning its own interest. And the key thing often is the frequency of that compounding.
How often they calculate and add the interest.
Exactly. If your account compounds daily, for instance, that 3.5% APY gets sort of divided by 365, a tiny bit of interest is added each day.
Right.
So every single day, you earn a little interest. And the very next day, you earn interest on that interest too. It's constantly recalculating on a slightly bigger base.
And the source mentioned Juan's accounts were mostly compounded daily, maybe some monthly. So practically speaking, what's the real difference, daily versus monthly? Does it add up much?
Yeah, it's a good question for anyone trying to optimize their savings. Daily compounding is better.
Because it's working every day.
Pretty much. Your money is earning interest on interest every single day versus just once a month. If it's monthly, that interest just sits there for most of the month doing nothing extra.
Ah, okay.
With daily, it gets put to work immediately. The source mentioned, like, on $10,000, the difference between daily and monthly might be an extra $30 to $50 a year.
Okay, $30, $50 doesn't sound like a fortune.
It doesn't sound huge on its own now, but it's completely passive income. It's money, your money made just because of the timing. And remember, that extra $30, $50 then starts compounding too. Over decades, even those small edges add up.
Right, the snowball effect again, even on the small differences.
Exactly.
So clearly Juan didn't just stick at $25 or even $50 a week forever. That's key too. How did he scale things up over the next 30 years? What was his approach?
Well, his strategy was pretty straightforward, actually. He was incremental and disciplined. He basically increased his contributions as his income grew.
So no sudden jumps.
Not really waiting for a massive raise or anything. He started with $50 a week for a few years, then bumped it to $75, then $100. Eventually, he got up to $150 a week during his peak earning years.
Okay, so steadily increasing.
Steadily increasing. But the crucial part, again, was that discipline. He never touched the money. He let the compounding do its work uninterrupted. And he consistently found ways to add more as he could afford it.
Prioritizing that snowball.
Yeah. He understood that every increase, no matter how small it felt then, would be magnified significantly by time. It wasn't just about starting. It was about growing that contribution over the long haul.
That makes sense. I'm really curious, though, was there like a specific moment for him, an aha moment where he really felt it working? Because it can seem so abstract for so long.
Yes. And this is such a great moment, something maybe you can look forward to on your own journey. It happened for Juan around year 15.
Okay, 15 years in.
Yeah. He looked at his savings, and he had over $150,000, which is, you know, a lot of money. But the real kicker, the thing that made it click for him, was realizing he was earning more in interest each month.
More interest per month.
Yeah, about $400 a month in interest than he had originally saved per week back when he started, $25.
Wow, so the interest earned in 1 month was way more than his initial weekly effort.
Exactly. He remembered how much that $25 felt like back then. A real sacrifice sometimes. And now, his money was just generating that amount passively month after month. That's when he said he truly understood the incredible power of time in compounding.
That's a powerful moment. Seeing the passive income overtake the active saving effort.
Totally. It really shows that exponential growth. It's not linear. It ramps up and suddenly your money is doing a lot of the heavy lifting for you.
And ultimately all that, the consistency, the patience, scaling up, understanding compounding that led him to the $350,000.
That's the result.
It's just such a testament to small, consistent actions leading to, well, huge results over time. It's not about being some financial genius, is it?
Not at all. It's about persistence and discipline.
So, okay, wrapping this up, what does Juan's story really mean for you listening right now? I think there are a few really key takeaways. First, starting small. It's totally okay.
Other than okay.
Yeah. It's often how these huge things begin. His $25 a week became $350,000. It shows the starting amount is maybe less important than just starting and sticking with it.
Absolutely. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's all about that relentless consistency.
Yeah.
And that powerful, almost invisible work that compounding does behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Every single dollar, every day or month that your interest earns more interest, it all adds up massively over the long run. It's not about having a huge amount to invest up front. It's about how long you let it grow and how often it compounds.
It's a marathon, like you said, not a sprint.
Right. And the biggest hurdle often isn't lack of money. It's lack of patience. It's the discipline to just let it sit and grow, especially when the early gains feel really slow.
And that aha moment for Juan around year 15, earning more in interest each month than his first weekly savings, that's such a potent reminder of the exponential growth.
It really is.
It just hammers home that time is your absolute best friend when it comes to compound savings. The longer your money works, the harder it works.
It really challenges our desire for quick results, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the payoff for patience is just immense.
So maybe the final thought to leave you with is this.
Yeah. This raises that important question for you to consider, right? If Juan, starting with just $25 a week, could build that into $350,000 over his working life.
Mm-hmm.
What small, consistent financial step could you start taking today? How could you leverage that power of time and compounding for your own goals? It doesn't need to be huge.
Just consistent.
Just consistent, committed, patient. Let the money work for you over time. It might feel slow at first, but as Juan's story shows, the long-term result can be truly life-altering.
Well, we hope this deep dive into Juan's incredible journey has given you some valuable insights, maybe sparked some ideas for your own financial path. It's a great reminder that sometimes the smallest steps, taken consistently, really do lead to the biggest destinations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.